Up here at 4-5 is a mob. You find most politicians probably register up there. It's fear of a mob, being overwhelmed by the mob, the mob, the mob, the mob, the masses. Probably everybody in Russia reads at 4.5, except those that read at 1.5, which is probably the bulk of them. I'm not being sarcastic. They're so fixated on the masses and the mob, and it's everybody is so important and the individual is so unimportant. I bet you that 4.5 would be a rather dominant read in Russia. People who stand up for election all the time are overly impressed by the crowd and the mob and so forth, and they'd read somewhere around there. These very high reads, 5 to 6 and so on, that is just a terrific non-confront, man. That's most significant there. But the guy's going to do such a non-confront that they're about to become missed and worse. Got it? Now, these are the important interpretations on the meter that I have given you. And they're what you ought to know about this meter. But just as somebody can play a harpsichord better than somebody else, so can some people read E meters better than somebody else. You got it? But the difference is that this is of service to anybody if he can hold it in his lap and fix his attention on its dial. It can be of service to anybody. You could find out if your wife or your husband had been out the night before with somebody else and so on. That'd be a pretty crude use of the meter. With holes tend to shift this tone arm a bit. This is what you're going to read, and this is how you're going to read a meter. The confront process reads on the tone arm. The havingness process reads on the needle as you're running it. You want a looser needle for the havingness process. And that's the confront process reads on the tone arm. The havingness process reads on the needle. And not now speaking of assessment, but the help process running help on the terminal in the regimen doesn't read any place on the meter as far as you're concerned. You hear me? It doesn't read on the meter. It'll read, yes, and you'll see it reading, and it's very nice to see it going back and forth and that sort of thing, but you just don't pay any attention to it, okay? Otherwise, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to audit somebody for 5 hours on help on some terminal, and he's going to come down here to the clear read for a sec, and you're going to say, all right, that's flat. Now, I'll tell you what flattens help on a terminal. 75 hours is what flattens help on the terminal. Nothing on the E-meter. 75 hours on the PC. You got that? So this is confront, and this is havingness. This is help. Now, these things are terribly valuable for assessment. They are very, very valuable in spotting OWs. They tell you a great deal about the case. They will assess a case. As a matter of fact, tests and that sort of thing are really not of any great value unless they're monitored against a meter these days, because the meter confirms the test. You got the idea? The tests are good, but you get these thiddy-weedy tests that are way up across the top. Well, are they real or are they for the birds? Well, the meter is what sorts that out. You got the idea? Learn this meter, learn its capabilities, learn to use it, and don't ever fake its use. If you don't know how to use this meter and you feel very queasy about this meter and so forth, you start asking your instructors questions, you understand? And they'll put you on drills that'll teach you this meter. This meter is real. This meter is not a piece of blue sky. This meter is a precision instrument, and it's up to you to learn how to use it, okay? Thank you.